Day 62, Auckland, and you can expect at least two more weeks at the current alert level settings. Waikato 2 stays put with another review on Friday. Northland is the big winner with a step down to level 2 from midnight on Tuesday. The government's signalled later this week it will reveal a new alert system that is tagged to vaccination rates. COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins joins me now. Tēnā koe e te minuta.
Tēnā koe, Lisa.
Can you tell us a little bit more about this new alert system? Will there be a single vaccination target? Will it be graduated? Give us a bit of an overview.
The Prime Minister's going to set that out on Friday, but one of the things that she made clear at the post-Cabinet press conference today, and that we were talking about it at Cabinet today, in fact, was that we need to make sure that any targets we set are having the desired effect. So it's not just about saying, you know, 90% across the board. We actually have to look at making sure that we don't have high concentration pockets of unvaccinated people within the community who could then be more at risk of COVID-19 and more at risk of creating, you know, quite intensive clusters of COVID-19, which would put the health system under real pressure, but also potentially result in a significantly wider spread within the community.
Why are you drip-feeding information, Minister? Why not tell people now?
Oh, look, there's just a lot to work through. There's a lot of detail to work through. We've been stepping our way through this.
But if you're announcing it on Friday, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, Minister, but this is really important for our listeners. If you are announcing this on Friday, you clearly have more than the basics already locked in terms of a framework. So tell us, will there be more than one vaccination target? Will it be graduated?
There will be vaccination targets, and it will be clear what kind of levels of vaccination we'll be needing before we can move into a different type of approach to managing COVID-19 cases.
So what is the highest vaccination target for the most freedoms?
Look, I'm not going to go into that. That's something that the Prime Minister is going to be talking about on Friday.
What's more important, political theatre in a staged PR event or letting people whose lives and businesses are hanging in the balance know what they need to know?
Look, I think everybody knows that we need to get very high rates of vaccination in order to move past the alert level system that we've been using to manage COVID-19 cases. Every vaccination that happens over the next few weeks is going to help us step towards having greater degrees of freedom. And, you know, once we hit the target, we don't want to stop there either. So let's just be clear about that. We want to get everybody vaccinated who can be vaccinated, because that's ultimately the way we can keep COVID-19 out of the community.
I understand that, Minister, but you're obviously drawing a line in the sand with certain vaccination rates. The Director General of Health has signalled 90% double vaccinated is the milestone. Is that high enough? Is that your highest target in this new system?
Oh, look, you'll certainly see 90% features fairly prominently.
Whereabouts? For the most freedom? Or what level?
When the Prime Minister sets all of that out, and there's a lot to be set out. There's a lot of detail that we've been working our way through. That'll all be confirmed and all of the details of that put together, so that people will really understand how all of the working parts fit together, and that's what we'll be setting out on Friday.
So is 90% double vaccinated the highest milestone in this new system, Minister?
Look, like I said, 90% is certainly a feature of what we'll be setting out on.
Why don't you just tell people, Minister, you've got this information, you're withholding it, and for what purpose?
Because we want to make sure that when we communicate this to people, people understand how all of the different pieces of it fit together. Because it's not just about the vaccination target, it's also about shifting to a different approach for how we manage cases. And we'll set out to people how the rates of vaccination relate to the different types of public health approaches we'll be able to take to dealing with COVID-19 cases in the community.
Is there a vaccine milestone that is over 90% in this new alert level system?
Like I said, I'm not going to drip feed the details of that to you today.
You are drip feeding this, Minister. You've told people, this government has told people today that you have got this system. You will not reveal a target. You won't tell much detail about this. And you must appreciate, Auckland businesses here are hanging in the balance. So are people's lives. So I'm just wondering why you're withholding information, vital information from them.
Oh, look, I fully understand the pressure that businesses, and not just in Auckland, but around the rest of the country are facing. And the fact that people are looking for more certainty, and we do want to be able to give people more certainty, and that's exactly what we'll be doing over the coming weeks. On Wednesday, we'll set out more detail around the schools and around the education system. The Minister of Finance later on in the week will also be setting out more information about the support that will be available for businesses as well. So you can expect to see more there. There is a lot of work going on. We do acknowledge that this is a really tough time for people.
Minister, to parents who are at home with their kids, is primary school going back this year?
I hope so. I'll have a bit more to say about that.
And what date, Minister?
I'm not going to put a specific date on that right now. I've made a commitment that by middle of the week, we'll be setting out more details around schooling.
Have you made that decision already, Minister, and are just not revealing it?
No, we haven't made final decisions there. We are working through the details. One of the things that we're looking at, of course, is what's possible in terms of staggering school start times, potentially staggering the groups of students that we have back in schools so that we can get kids back in school. I'm particularly conscious of senior secondary school students and the fact that exams are looming for them. So we'll set out more of that. We are working through that with the education team and with the health team because we've got to reconcile those two things.
Okay, well, let's talk about what it might look like then. Are you looking at having some students come in on some days and not on others?
That is possible, and that is something that we're working our way through.
Okay, will students be in bubbles?
That is also possible.
Can you tell us anything that's actually happening with the schools?
No, look, like I said, we haven't locked down final arrangements about that. What I probably can indicate is that senior secondary school students who are heading towards exams have been a key priority in the work that we've been doing and in the planning that we've been doing.
Okay, so Auckland is heading towards 90% double vaxxed within a month, according to the Director General of Health. When it reaches that, will you open the border around the super city?
Look, again, that's something that you'll see more information about on Friday when the Prime Minister...
Can you tell me, Minister, sorry to interrupt you, but can you give me one good reason why you cannot provide some of this information now? If you have it, why can't you provide it now?
Well, the question that you just asked me, there's still a heck of a lot of water to flow under the bridge over the next few weeks before we make decisions around the border around Auckland and what happens there. We're mindful of the fact that at the moment the border around Auckland is what is keeping COVID-19 cases confined to just in Auckland. We're dealing with some in the Waikato and we had a potential risk in Northland. That's been relatively well contained. And, of course, it has implications for the rest of the country. So there's still a lot of water to flow under the bridge there.
Minister, what are you giving double vaccinated people in terms of an incentive here?
Well, the greatest incentive to get fully vaccinated is that it means that you're less likely to get COVID, you're less likely to have a serious health outcome if you do get COVID, and you're less likely to pass it on to other people. Public health has to be a huge driver here. But, of course, we've also said that with higher rates of vaccination across the country comes the potential for much greater freedom, much greater certainty, much less disruption.
What about actual tangible freedoms that you will give to double vaccinated people? Can you just tell them one?
Like I said, the Prime Minister is going to be setting out later in the week, and we're still working.
Have you decided what those freedoms will be, Minister? Have you decided what those freedoms will be?
Well, some decisions have been made, and there's still some work being
done. Okay, what ones, Minister? What decisions have been made? You don't have to tell me the decision, but what categories have you already decided?
Well, like I said, I'm not going to make decisions ahead on Friday. We've said that we'll announce them on Friday. That's exactly what we'll do.
So, Minister, just in respect of the Auckland border, will it be necessary for the regions around Auckland to reach a certain vaccination level in order for that border to open?
One of the things that will be a consideration when we have discussions around the Auckland border and what we do with the Auckland border will be rates of vaccination, not just in the areas around Auckland, but actually across the entire country. Because once that border is no longer there, then potentially COVID-19 can spread quite quickly from Auckland to almost every part of the country.
So will you be setting a vaccination target for the regions around that border before you open it up?
Well, I think you just missed my point. It's not just about the regions around the border. It's around looking at vaccination rates across the whole of the country. Because once that border's not there, New Zealanders are a very, very mobile people, and we spread up and down the country very, very quickly and very rapidly. And so you could see a spread of COVID-19 cases to right across the country once that internal border around Auckland is no longer in place.
Thanks for joining us. That is COVID Response Minister Chris Hipkins there.